Yeah, he still would die, but
then, you know what I'm saying, Saturday night to Saturday night.
It takes me. That trans throat is different, huh? I'm that bad for real. This is an L I gotta take, but I'm done with the swipe and pipe act forever. Yeah.
Felt like they just they peaked.
High school?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. What was that?
His phone.
Do the count. All right.
I'm mad as fuck right now from last week. I'm mad as fuck last week, goddammit. You know what I'm mad?
Why you mad?
Because I lost $20.
From what?
Betting on Prize Picks, betting on Devin Haney. Think he gonna win that damn fight. No damn well, Ryan Garcia knocked his ass three times.
You really think? That's what I was saying. I would say, bro, I picked Ryan Garcia before him. I'm like, shit, I put my money on Ryan Garcia.
I lost, bro. Something told me to put the over on damn Ryan, but my dumb ass put the under.
Shit, I knew I would have. I knew I definitely would have.
And then I lost three basketball games.
Damn.
So I lost a total of, what, almost $100.
Oh, yeah, right here. That recipe.
So you gonna make me. I just want
a
slice.
I'm probably gonna make them like. Now what I do with my videos now, the reason why I take so long now, because mm-hmm. I try to like see other people doing it, then put my own twist and make my own recipes out of it mm-hmm. to see what I can add or take out to make it my own thing. Like with the shrimp, like this, the shrimp pasta one, the Cajun shrimp pasta should have been out. I still got the clip when we was out there getting the ingredients. I still got the majority of the ingredients.
Right.
So the thing is. The thing is, I had overseasoned, I had messed up, and that from that moment on, I rather go ahead, if I have cooked it before, I can go ahead and make a video out of it. But if I never cooked this new recipe that I made before, let me go ahead and make it and tweak out all everything that need to be done and see if I get the measurements right and see how it tastes, then I will record it.
I would just do one video with you know, never before done. Just do one.
I want to do this. I just want to do this crab one. I want to do it. I want to do it first before I do it because I ain't gonna do it. I ain't gonna like because that nigga. That's like, well, you know how much it is per can of crab per pound? Like $20 a can. $20 a can. That's a waste of crab.
Shit.
Now with the bread one with the steak, yeah. I never been even made no bread before. Like the video I just dropped, I did the bread thing. Uh-huh. I never made bread before. I made cinnamon rolls, I made cakes, nigga. I made freaking help made pies and shit. But I never made no loaf of bread or bread in general.
Yeah, I got a
retro. Hey, fuck that shit. That shit was so small too. I'm like, damn, it's just supposed to be big and fluffy. Pause. Pause. I had to think about that whole thing. Pause. Well, let's just say the new saying, no diddy.
I'm not saying that shit no more. Never good. I was about to say something real crazy just now too. I'm not gonna say
it. Oh shit. This nigga really about to say something.
Oh no, bleep it out. Please bleep it out. Cause I gotta say it.
What guy?
No did in my ass. That's what I'm about to say.
Nigga say no did in my ass. I don't know why that shit about to make me cry.
Damn, he dead. God damn.
Yeah, you watch that, bye. Yo, you ever saw this thing on TikTok? Have you been on TikTok? Because you know me. I said, did Manny Pacquiao? No, Pacquiao was in the grave. My nigga not. Damn, my nigga not Pacquiao out. He's out, nigga.
That boy taking a nap.
That nigga out cold. Nigga, the biggest fighters back when we was growing up, nigga, Manny Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather, bro.
Floyd Mayweather, goddamn.
Manny Pacquiao, who else?
Not Sugar Ray Rice. Did he hit him in his, in like, across his face or the
throat? No, his chin.
Ooh, he chin tapped that nigga.
But nah, you ever see, you know, as you know, I be on TikTok a lot because of my job and stuff like that. I be bored as shit.
Yeah, you got shit up to do. Look at your phone.
Hey, Brad, like, because you got to fix those machines every day, every time, nigga. And you be like, swipe, fixing it, swipe, nigga. Multitask.
He said, swipe, fix it. Ha ha ha.
ha ha ha. And T-Rock, ha ha ha.
Rinse.
Ah, ah, ah. Oh, but nah, I've been seeing this thing on TikTok where it's okay, black girl, her name is Courtney, I think, and she talking about like how with she tired of like Britain people talking down upon people in Britain talking down upon us Americans, saying they're much better than, like, technically, like, we're much better than us, like, our, like, how we are is just, like, not good or whatever, like, or like, our food is not that good. And she says, like, this. She basically says, to sum it up, like, you don't know us, we don't know y'all, but here y'all come and talk shit about us.
Yeah, y'all wanna talk shit?
We don't talk shit about y'all, but y'all gonna start some shit. She said, let's go around and say, talk about y'all food. Y'all food ain't shit. Y'all can't comprehend our slang over here. All the fashion statements that happen, like she said, majority of the fashion statements that happen, y'all got it from us. Other countries got it from us. To be honest with you, majority of the fashion statements you see around the world, other countries got it from the U.S.
If it's not Paris, it's the U.S.
Yeah, it's the U.S. It is U.S. U.S. Parents. Paris. It's U.S. and Paris. How about I say Paris again? Damn. Paris. U.S. and Paris are the main two places where people get their fashion from and their fashion statements from.
Nigga, this lay down.
You was struggling, nigga. You were fumbling. You like, I got it. Oh, wait a minute. But real quick, veer off. That reminds me of the UFC highlight. I forgot the two fighters he was going against. One black fighter and the other white fighter. I forgot their names. That's the only thing I can say right now. But No. This ain't no. It's a new fight that just passed. Oh. White dude was about to knock the black dude out. He was struggling. He was just struggling to stay up. But guess what? He was staying on his feet, nigga. Like, he was like this. He was dazed, but he was still staying on his feet, getting, like, you know, trying to dodge and stuff like that. And he was still good. He had him down. White dude had his black dude to the ground. He like this, covered up, and. Black, all of a sudden, a black dude, by the grace of God, stood up, got up, changed up, and still fumbling, and went ahead and hit him with a mean left or right hook and knocked the white dude out.
Uh-uh.
And he was dazed. The black dude was dazed and knocked the white dude out. The white, like, when you see it, you be thinking, like, black dude on lost. He lost. It's over with. But guess what? Got that mean, either that uppercut or hook, bam, hit that white dude in his chin, he was gone. The white dude dropped. Guess what? The black dude won the whole fight.
By the grace of God, so the white dude would have won by points.
He would have won by points, but guess what? He would have won by points, or let's be honest, he probably would have won by a knockout.
Oh, yeah.
But the black dude, by the grace of God, had knocked him out.
God!
Had knocked him out with a hook.
By the grace of Jehovah.
God. By the grace of Jehovah. But, like, you know, British people get on top of, like, you know, talking shit about, like, the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one black Briton girl, she said... And then she made this, like, about between the battle of... Because since this was a black girl, black American who said this, Courtney. Her name was Courtney. I ain't gonna catch. She had looked nice. And you know it's like that Courtney.
I knew those things were
shit. She looked nice.
The Mikey money.
But it's like, she was that country black. Like, you know her and all that. I think either from Texas. Not Texas. Like, from Tennessee. Like, in the Tennessee area, sound like it.
Uh-huh. Like real southern country?
Yeah, southern country. And... She gonna say, like, the black British girl gonna talk about, like, with the black Americans and black Brits. She was talking about Americans in general.
As a whole.
Like, she said, why are you making this shit, like, about... She said, I bet y'all, like, you know, saying we better than... Like, they better than us or shit like that. Or our food is better. Or their food is better. I said, first of all, beans and toast does not go to fucking together. Now, let's see. Let me tell you something.
Beans and toast.
Matter of fact, oh, this is what I meant to show you. That's why if he was recording on a computer, this would have been easy to show everybody. But, like, let me see if I can just...
We can have one.
Take your time.
Take
your time. Take your time, sir. Take your time.
Shut up, bitch.
What's the nigga? The Rock, shut up, bitch. Take the mic. Excuse me? Excuse me, like, I beg your pardon?
He said, shut up, bitch.
All right, here. This girl went ahead and basically made a thing when they talk about, like, British people. Okay, right here. You see this black girl? That's the black girl right here.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about, you know, better food and all that. Now, listen. Let's play this. We're gonna play it. I'm gonna try to see if we can sync this up. Can't if we can sync it up, you will see it in this video right here, like
three,
right here.
2, 1.
Cause I'm telling you something for free. Our food is top quality because we have culture over here. No one wants to appropriate black American shit, you understand? And an American person can't tell me a motherfucking thing about being black British because we do your accents better than you.
I'm about to flame your shit because I was about to head to the gym, but you're gonna piss me off. First of all,
pause. This is not the same one. She's a different one. The first one, she was trying to make a reaction. She was trying to, like, you know, stitch this. The first one, Courtney,
stitch off a stitch.
She was trying to stitch that video, but the black girl went ahead and made it to where she couldn't stitch it. So she didn't want shit. She didn't want nobody to talk, you know, talk back. But she don't think somebody is going to screen record and do all this shit and stitch it. But look at this shit. But listen, here, keep on listening.
I don't know what you think that black Americans is looking for or checking for black British people. And this comes from a Caribbean American, all right? So my people is actually from the Caribbean, but I'm born and raised in America. But like, let me explain something real fucking clear to you. We definitely can't tell you what it is to be a black British. We damn sure don't know. Damn sure don't care. Why are you even making that a thing? So let me get this right.
A black British.
So the black British actors that, you know, do American accents. They're getting booked.
What's his name? The dude who played on Daddy's Little Girl. Monty. He's British.
That too. You also got Idris Elba.
That is him.
Oh, okay, yeah, you got Idris Elba, but you also got Tom Harlan, which in Spider-Man, this man can imitate an American right there.
Yeah.
The dude, but basically all in general, it's like she just said, you just got British people acting to be us.
Right. Didn't want to be us so bad back then. Y'all can't never win.
I wouldn't say that shit. I'm like, they good in their own sense. They just got the job.
True.
But it's just, I'm just talking about other people in general that just, you know, talk smack and shit.
Fuck the man.
Like, please.
Because they do American accents. So their talent is being American. Not British, huh? She goes on to say, like, oh, our food is top tier. We got curry, golden rice, a goosey. Oh, wait, is that Caribbean food?
Yeah.
Is that African food? That's not British fucking food.
That's not.
Black American food? It was actually fried chicken, collard greens. Like, that's a cultural food that was made in America by black Americans. You're saying curry, golden, goosey. Those are black Caribbean and black Africans' national dishes. What
are
you talking about? And then go on to say
about?
How
we New York.
I ain't gonna lie, I say that shit. I say just like that shit.
What are you talking about?
Like when somebody says some shit, then I say, fuck are you talking about? Like, I don't know why.
Yeah,
like,
you said shit to me one day.
Like, yeah, because I just grasped that. Like, you was thinking, like, I'm not trying to imitate no New Yorker, but it's just like.
That's really how we say it down here, too.
Yeah, somewhat like it, because you got. I don't know, because you got your family talking. Like, I heard it. Like, God bless his soul. My cousin Greg kept on saying that shit. He said, fuck are you talking about? He's older, bro. He was older, like in his 60s. He said that shit. Like,
what are you talking about?
And then, you know, you hear that shit a lot, and then you go, and then you probably say it
like
too.
it inherits to you.
Yeah, and plus, you even hear other Southerners saying shit like that, black Southerners. They say it like that. You say, fuck, what you talking about? What's going on here?
Like, this down here in South Carolina?
Yeah. That was a hiccup or a burp?
A little bit of indigestion.
I don't know how this shit was funny, but go ahead.
I don't even know what I'm about to say.
When you say people hear us in South Carolina.
Yeah, we got, everybody got different slang, goddamn. So, you know.
Shit, guess what? We adopted some of those shits into our own slang, too.
You know what I'm saying?
Shit, you get some New Yorkers that say the same shit that we say, somewhat.
In it. We start them in it. They over there in Britain.
In it. No, bro, when you say in it.
You want some chips and fries? Oh, no, two of the chips and fish in it.
Fish and chips.
Same shit.
But the thing is, no, it was another video right here. This girl who showed the. This girl right here, this white British girl, gonna go ahead and say, like, American. No, white British girl gonna go ahead and say, like, American food's just atrocious, just toxic. But when you look at some of these niggas, some of these British motherfuckers home cooking, you be thinking, like, this shit came straight out of from goddamn the Goonies, nigga.
Oh, hell no.
What is this?
The fuck is that?
That is, look at this shit. This is fries and gravy, nigga. Chips and gravy. When did you ever heard of that combination? Now listen.
Never.
Now listen. This is like a blog post from British people that they made on Reddit, UK foods, for any British people that want to join this group to show their cooking and show them what's the best of Britain. Now let me tell you
something. That's on a Reddit page?
That's on a Reddit page. Now go ahead and check that out if you want to. It's real.
I'm going to look it up.
But the thing is, let me tell you something. I feel like, because these are home cooking. These are home cooked British foods. Mm-hmm. Now listen, if you say fries and gravy and you made it more edible, like have the fries by itself and gravy on the side,
That'd be
good. But it still might be like, why fries and gravy? But right. Like, it's on the side. But then you have this fucked up gravy, and like, and when you look at some of these foods on here, they don't even look like they cooked.
Look raw.
Like peas look like, it's like the peas look like they were still frozen and shit. Like, bruh, look, I was at my job. I said, boy, what the fuck is this? I said, what the fuck is this, bro? I said, where's the shepherd's pie? They showed me a shepherd's meat. I said, bro, that ain't shepherd's pie.
The fuck is that?
That's a shepherd meat pie. What the fuck is that? No, it's just a meat pie. I said, what the fuck is that? Mm-hmm. No vegetables, nigga? I ain't no, just no carnivore, my nigga. I'm like, where's the vegetables at? Where's the sausage? Where's the mashed potatoes? What the fuck is this? But listen, like, Britons from home school, like at home cooking, look shitty compared to the Americans over here. Let's be honest, like they said, they more cultural, and you know, oriented. Ooh. In Britain. Bullshit. Let's be honest, we got more Asian cuisines over here: Vietnamese, Italian, Hispanic, African, Jamaican,
Arabic.
Yeah, we have that too. I'm surprised. I found some here too. Got Arabic, Indian.
I think Indian.
No, Hindu was like that.
Yeah,
you got Indian, Arabic, Japanese, Chinese, Vietnamese, shit, Thai food, freaking, like I said before, it's like, Hispanic food, Jamaican food, African food. Like, we got all these different type of cuisines.
Korean, like, bro.
Yeah, and they said they more cultured. Now, let's be honest with you, bro. I have no quarry with anybody there. It doesn't even matter, but just don't come in here and talk shit about us. All the, not Black Americans, just Americans in general, saying that our shit, like, y'all are much better than us.
They trying to say this shit don't stink.
Bitch. That shit for, like, y'all motherfuckers home cookings? I don't know who made that Reddit page and did that shit, but they, those motherfuckers need to take that shit back. We need to have an unboxing with those overseas snacks, man.
I can order a box right now. What you want to do?
I don't know, I gotta find the page again, but I don't get it, bro. Good lord. What kind of snack is that?
British.
What the fuck? I don't like that. How can you eat a complete balanced breakfast? Tomatoes, bacon, eggs, beans, pudding. We talk about black pudding. What kind of pudding we talk about? Talk about like our pudding, like country pudding with toast.
That looks like Canadian bacon right there.
Yeah, and that with sausage. I eat that sausage. I beat the shit out you. Put beans.
That, you know that black stuff is right there.
That's black pudding.
You know what's in blood? You know what is black pudding? Like, no. What do you, that's pig's blood.
It's coagulated pig's blood or some shit. Mm-hmm. Like, so it's not like our pudding like we get from. Yeah, I'm gonna fight you. I said, yo, look, I just want breakfast. What you want? I said, bro, just give me, look, I said, give me the British plate. Where it comes, I said, don't put that black pudding on that bitch. Don't put no motherfucking beans on there. I might let you slide with those tomatoes. I might let that shit slide.
No, fuck that. Take them damn tomatoes out that bitch. I don't
even like. No, it's just like, I would say if it's in something.
Oh.
Like in my eggs. No, with me. Like if you dice it up and put eggs in like something, I might let that slide.
Like omelet?
Like something like that. But otherwise, yeah, you're right. There's no putting no tomatoes. I just want the eggs, the bacon, the sausage, and the toast, my nigga. That's all I want. But that is not. Well, bitch, what you here in Britain? Well, bitch, you guess what? You want my money? I'm paying the same price. For the fucking plate of food, nigga. Just take the shit off, and you still getting the same price. I ain't trying to get for no discount.
Exactly.
Stupid ass. You think I'm a woman? I come here to eat. I gave me a big breakfast, but we in Britain. Well, bitch, I'm American. Bitch, I'm American.
I'm American.
Unless you had the same pudding that we got over from over where I'm at, I don't want that shit. What the fuck is that? Black pudding's a delicacy. You could guess what? That's what you can delicately kiss my ass. That's what you can do.
So you delicate these nuts, bitch.
Well, like, bro, like, I ain't got no problem. No, they got some white Polish sausage. I wouldn't mind trying it, but it's like uncured. Like, you know, like how sausages, like, they let it cure like that. That's uncured sausage. They just went ahead and put the sausage in there and it's cooked.
It looks still raw.
I know, but, like, you know, with cured sausage, it has a color because it's cured.
Yeah, it looks like a brownish.
Yeah, but uncured sausage doesn't have that. It's just, like, a whitish, like, it's fresh. Mm-hmm. But I said I would like to try it, but, like, fully cook that bitch. Don't do no other type shit. All right.
What is that waste of? We up here watching food and shit. Nigga, we ain't even getting to our
that's bacon and pork chops. That's bacon.
I think that's not. You can't say Canadian bacon.
I don't know, but listen, like I said, you got those mushrooms and tomatoes and your egg and put the cheese on it. I'm all good.
First of all, who eats mushrooms and eggs? Who made the combination sound good? I'm not doing that.
I don't
that
know.
Shit. That's not good.
When you said that too, I had to think about it. Yeah. With my omelet?
Did they just really put egg yolk in that bitch just now? I know fucking lie, though.
That's a hella grease, ain't it?
I'm saying.
That's hella grease.
Is it frying the egg yolk? Let me get a sunside fried.
I like fried eggs, but not in all that grease. Well, we legit. We critiquing shit.
Yeah,
I ain't critiquing shit. I just don't want my egg in all that grease.
I'm saying.
I'm a fat nigga. What the fuck is that? That look like two shit patties on a plate.
That is the bit. That's the pudding.
Black pudding?
Brother boy tried it before. He ain't tried it. He said,
bro, how many? If you gonna chop up those mushrooms for me and put them bitches in my omelet
with
some.
What is that?
Tomatoes.
That ain't no fucking tomato.
Those tomatoes. No, I ain't tomato. Oh, yeah, you're right. I just see a big slice of tomato. What the fuck is that? Look, these motherfuckers gonna say it's absolute. Bitch, I'm paying $17.38 for all that bullshit. I don't want that shit. Like I said, look, take a tomato out. Chop up that mushroom and put some onions and some cheese with my eggs. I'm just saying something like that. Take that black hockey puck the fuck out of here. Keep the sauce, keep the ham. Fuck the beans. What the hell is that?
Which one?
That squared piece of shit. Take that the fuck out.
I think that's the bubble and squeak.
Well, guess what? Just keep the sauce, keep that. Chop up the egg. Make me an omelet with the egg and onion and cheese, my nigga. And then if you got grits.
They got big beans in that bitch. You gonna be pooting.
I want that shit. I eat that shit with at a barbecue.
Yes, baked beans.
Baked beans for a barbecue. Or you remember pork and beans? Remember pork and beans with rice? Either with pork and beans with rice or pork chop pork and beans rice with chicken.
Nigga.
That is like a food.
You cut little weenies and
yeah, either that or just keep it by yourself and put that shit over your rice. That's in the country type shit. That is a quick meal. Either fried chicken, rice, and pork and beans, or fried pork chop with pork and beans and rice. That was just like.
You can just have it by itself. That's a whole meal by itself.
With rice and just cut a cup of the hot dog, a cup of the little sausage, cook it and put it in there. Man, that shit, that's a quick meal right there if you want it. But like, look, I would legit, if they change my plate up for me, bro, I would still pay the same price. Just don't put all that bullshit on there.
Damn.
You probably would pay that same price.
I'm not paying that shit. What is it, 14 pounds?
No, if I change it. Like, if you change it up, ask them how you want it.
And it's still going to be 14 pounds?
Because you add, 17? Like, you take away shit and you add more shit. Like I said, take that shit out.
So what if they should have up the price on me?
I said, get the fuck out of here. I'm not eating here. Keep that shit the same price or knock it down. I ain't. Shit, you got me fucked up.
Shit.
You got me fucked up.
Okay, we didn't even do no intro today, nothing. So.
Oh shit, yeah, okay, what's up? It's 24 minutes in. What's up, y'all? This your boy Zach the Right, KZTR.
And your boy Ben Tussum, aka Bambino.
And welcome to Thunder Roars Podcast, where we just talk shit, ramble off, yeah, fuck around.
He's like,
fuck around.
He's like beatboxing. Drop that beat.
The big ass. The fuck? I said drop beat, nigga, not breathe on it. you better stop that shit before you fuck up your foot again.
No, it's not. It's good right now. I just had up the top.
That man got that boot.
Yeah, y'all.
But I thought you were going to say, on the table, like this. Like,
nigga, I thought about boot at
the I said, nigga, break the shit. Fuck up the laptop and all. I said, damn.
God damn it.
I was saying, let me holler at Hawaiian Punch, but you are struggling.
Which color you want?
It don't even matter.
Shit, I'm gonna get you orange.
Shit, I drink orange.
Bring me an orange.
Goddamn, I take a red.
Oh God.
But nah, like, let's get off that, because before we get freaking hate on that shit, I know that you haven't talked about that. That's truly fucked up.
What is truly fucked up, and I am truly right. You bloody wanker.
You bloody wanker. I bet if you just kept on practicing the accent, we could pass as British.
Probably so.
It's a poppycock.
Are you shitting me? Bruv.
No, I'm about to say a little shite, but that's it. That's Irish. Shout out a little shite.
Shite.
You said we're Latin. But nah.
Bruv.
Nah. Remember, okay, I got a question, cuz. I don't know if you remember if I asked you this. Would you work at a cranberry field, like cranberry orchard? Well, if you can't remember, just what is your answer? Like, would you work there? Because they make a pretty penny per year.
Ain't that the one you gotta like, you know, stomp out the cranberry juice stuff?
No, the one that they fill up the fields with water, and then, you know, you just go there and rake it all. Mm-hmm. Like, they get, you know, they earn up to, like, what, 50, 60, 80, something, almost like six figures a year.
Damn, you gotta take that.
But would you work there?
Yeah, I work there.
For that big price? You don't think that shit fishy? You almost making about six figures a year only at a cranberry orchard, just filling up the orchard with water, because with all the ripe ones, you know, they hollow. So if all the ripe, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, it's the fast. It's the oldest fast food restaurant.
That don't look like fast food, nigga. That look like. I said that look like shit on the shingle, but ain't that's a freaking insult to shit on the shingle.
Yeah, my stomach twists.
You ever had shit on a shingle?
Yeah, no, what is that?
It's a whole country way, like, basically, like, with ground up sausage and all that, with basically white gravy on top of grits.
You don't call that shit on
a
shingle?
No, that's what you call it, yeah. Uh-oh. Type it up, and you'll see what I mean, shit on a shingle.
I'm afraid to type it, you know.
It is good. I said the same thing when I first, I said the same thing when I first had it. I, like, I don't want no shit on a shingle. You gonna put a piece of shit on my plate?
No, you quit.
And shingles from the roof?
Hey. Like that lid off the helm with the pie.
You so good. What's the name of it? Eat my shit. What did you just say? Eat my shit.
What is it made out of? Shit? My shit.
And then she's like,
you seen her next? She said, my shit.
Look, and then she's like, the girl's like, I said, no, it's already too late.
The mom back on just dying laughing.
Yeah, she ain't laughing in the back. I said, it's already too late. You ate like two slices of that motherfucker. You ate two slices of shit, so you might as well just keep on going. But let me just explain to you. That's every black person just put a new drink. You're like,
you gotta circle around so you get cold fast.
That shit good. I had that shit in a minute. But listen, the reason. One thing I can't stand is freaking, what's it called? Not pomegranate. What is that,
fruit?
The fruit that opens and it has all those little beads in it. Freaking, it's not cranberry. It's freaking,
prune?
Not a prune. Pomegranate? I don't know. I don't forget.
Yeah,
pomegranate. Mm-hmm. I can't stand that shit.
I know how to pomegranate.
But nah, let's get back. So you said, yes, you work at a cranberry field working almost about six.
I want to do it.
That's why I'm just asking. You don't think you work at a cranberry field, I'm getting paid this almost six figures like that, and does it seem fishy to you?
I do.
Because you want to know why? No. Okay, question. You know, in fields, do you think, what kind of pesticides do you think they use?
I remember you saying that.
But I was asking, but this, like, act like you, if you can't remember, what kind of pesticides do you think they use? You know, pesticides in cornfields, like, they get the plain and dusted. You think they dust the crops or whatever like that?
No, I think they get, like, what? I was about to say fruit flies. I forgot what they were, cranberry.
Yeah. Well, they use an all-natural pesticide. You want to know what that is?
Yeah.
Spiders.
You told me that like I didn't know. I was about to say, you do.
Yeah. Yeah, I did. But we're not talking about little spiders. We're not talking about small spiders. We're not talking about those little... We talk about spiders. We're talking about... No, motherfuckers said they use wolf spiders. Type up in the... If y'all listen right now, type up wolf spiders, you will see what I mean.
Stop the video right now.
Search it up. But, like, we talk about wolf spiders. You know what wolf spiders is? Like you said, search that shit up. Them shits look like, hell no. And the reason they ask you that, because, you know, once you go ahead, because not that many people want to work in a cranberry field just because of that. And people, some people don't even know. And that's why the farmers be asking, like, are you sure?
Right.
Do you want to work here? Like, she's the,
oh, they
like,
give you a warning.
Like, majority, like, he's like, the majority of the farm field, the farmers, cranberry farmers ask you, like, do you have arachnophobia or do you have a fear of spiders? And, like, you know, he's, they say, you don't know, y'all, like, he basically said, you'd be surprised at how many people say no. But as soon as they go ahead and work in the field, they quit. Because they use, they let go of wolf spiders in the field to kill all the bugs and all that so they can protect the cranberries. And once the cranberries are done and ripe, and they're hollow, so they fill the field up with water, so all the ripe cranberries will come, raise up to the top.
Mm-hmm.
So, and once it's wet, spiders, a net, you know, their instinct is, if it's wet, there's nothing but up, go up. Right. So the spiders will swim up, and then once they get on you, they will try to climb you to the top of your head. And they tell you, if a spider does crawl on you, do not swat it, because them bitches will bite and that shit will hurt.
Oh, yeah, never mind.
They said, like, do you have a fear of, that's what they asked, do you have a fear of spiders? That's why working at cranberry fields, you almost be making six figures, a good, or big, good piece of change per year. You probably make around 50, 60, like 80, no, 80, 80 some odd thousand. I'm supposed to hunt.
So, do they get paid more than watermelon people?
What do you mean? Like paid, like, weekly?
I mean, like, do they get the same amount of pay to, as the watermelon harvesters?
No, I think their pay is more because, you know, they're working with spiders. Oh. And they tell you, like, spiders are your, you know, are your co-workers. Like, you have to, you know, be nice to them.
Right.
But hell no, nigga. Who the fuck gonna go ahead and pick? But I thought a spider was in that girl, I'm out.
The cap said, is there a worm in my mouth?
Oh, fuck no. But the thing is, like, them bitches use big ass wolf spiders. Like, you wouldn't work there?
Yeah, no, I don't.
Like, motherfuckers would crawl on you, nigga.
Oh, you don't. Shit on me.
You don't understand, nigga. I will legit swim. I will book it out that field. I said, fuck that, nigga. Yeah. And then when you, just imagine when you get home, you be thinking, like, them bitches on me? You still, like, I took a big ass
in. Nigga, the quench his thirst. I think he said, you know what?
I just realized that.
My bad if I slap you all up. I did this time. I think he said, you know what?
Hey, quench my thirst, nigga.
Damn.
Ah, quench it.
So how deep is that water?
That's like, she's like, look at them, like, to your hips. About to your hips.
Oh,
depending on how deep the field is, about to your hips.
Yeah, I'm like, it looked long as hell, Paul.
Man, that shit too fucking far. Someone work, I said, nigga, let me work on those goddamn machines.
So I wonder how long the shift is.
I don't know. I wonder how much the pay is, though. They say it paid good. Honestly, if I was the farmer, I said, bitch, you just ate my produce?
Mm-hmm. Bitch, I know you're eating supplies.
Nice.
Let's take another bite.
He's all of a sudden, it's just one. Don't eat my product.
Don't worry.
Don't eat my. Don't eat that shit.
Bitch,
nigga.
All right.
You're fired. Like, all of a sudden, listen. You're done. You're gone. Bye. But it was just three or four, bitch. You taking that?
It was half.
All of a sudden, he said, man, you still got all these shits out. I don't give a damn. You taking money out of my pocket.
I don't give a lick shit.
All of our pockets, bitch.
I don't give a lick shit.
I don't give a lick shit. It's crazy. Yo, this shit just marinated in my mind. Listen.
We can never be serious, bro.
Listen.
Even one bar.
Listen. Oh, shit. We gonna ride this shit out. We ain't getting nothing. I need to get more batteries, bro.
I do too.
Honestly, bro, I might just buy two more to have four, bro.
You gotta send me a link where you got the batteries from.
Oh, I got the battery from freaking Best Buy, but you can get them cheaper at freaking
Amazon.
But now let me say this real quick. Okay, cuz, you know, Uno be coming up with some crazy behind card decks, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like me having all these out of pocket type shit. Now, hear me out. You ever saw the movie, you ever saw the TV show Snowfall with Franklin and all?
No.
With drug thing? Listen, but you know, you probably have seen a meme when people said, when he said, I'm killing everybody. Her, him,
oh,
her,
yeah.
Him. Now listen.
Buddies.
Now listen. I saw this thing on TikTok, right? When I was walking my dog early this morning before I had to go to work this week. And I saw somebody went ahead, it was like a video. They had a freaking video of a Uno deck playing Uno. They and I didn't pay attention to the person who had the camera in their hand. I paid attention to the person across from them. He's like, yeah, I put a card down and all that. Like, you know, he was about to win. Like, he had one card left or whatever. Then all of a sudden, the dude had a card that said plus 100. I like, look, I look at, I like, what the fuck did you got? Plus 100? And then, you know, people stitch that in the stitch video. I said, nigga, I don't need to hear your stitch. I should stitch this shit on my own. I like,
bullshit.
No, look, I like, but should I just see a plus 100? I said, these my, I said, you don't care about nobody. I said, bruh, you put that down, you forfeit your life. His life. I'm waiting for you to finish drinking because you might have a laugh. Because I was in the moment, nigga. I was in the moment. I got my brother like that. I was in the fucking moment when I said this. I said, bro, just imagine. You just put that card down. You gave up your life, his life, her, him, her, him, her, bodies. Nigga, I was like outside for no fucking reason. Bodies, like, I was like,
man. Imagine somebody to walk up. What the fuck is wrong with that nigga?
Like, listen, bro, I was thinking like, yo. I ain't gonna laugh when I fucking like, hee! Nigga sound like he up for Mario. Hey. But listen, I be thinking like, bruh, you trying to start somebody villain origin story, my nigga? You, nigga, wars, like, I think when I heard the first part when the dude who stitched it, he said, you, wars were fought over less. I said, yes, nigga, wars were fought over less. This nigga gonna go away. We were fighting over oil, nigga. That was not even ours.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I'd be like, as you put a plus 100 down, bitch. I like, nigga, you fight, you. I said, everybody, you forfeit everybody's life on this planet, my nigga.
You forfeit. You on the death note.
He just basically wrote everybody's name that he didn't even know of. He just wrote everybody that he didn't even know of, even if the same name. You got, what, all of a sudden, Jessica Smith. You got Jessica Alvarez, Jessica this, Jessica that. Nigga, he don't give a fuck.
The girl sitting right next to me at the party.
Nigga, girl at 12B. Nigga, shit. All of a sudden, bro, he got everybody's name. Was that a fucking paw that I just ADHD, I got ADHD for real. Cause I was like, did I just see a fucking paw?
Yeah, that's how it turned
out. That's how big. This is a big ass paw. What the fuck? But anyway, he forfeited everybody. I said, everybody's gonna get it, nigga, from an unborn child to the most smallest of mice. You're done. You're done.
You remember me, nigga?
I like.
Remember me, nigga?
Like, bruh. Like, bruh, remember Green Goblin from the first Spider-Man movie?
Yeah.
Like, I'm thinking, like, nigga, you trying to start a Green Goblin origin story for real.
Nigga, you
like, that you trying to start something. You trying to make another Joker. You trying to make a real-life Joker out of this bitch.
What's the other one? The Quisted dude of Batman.
The Riddler?
Yeah.
You trying to make a Riddler? You trying to make a Riddler? I don't know about that, but, like, I'm thinking, like, no, like, somebody who just crazy. You making the next Joker or the next Green Goblin, my nigga.
Sandman.
But I'm thinking like this. But I'm also thinking like, nigga, you don't get it. And then I said, for the motherfuckers out here, who was a part of the team at Uno to make this deck? Who were? I said, who? I was like, Peter, I referenced so many things when I was talking to myself outside, bro. I was like this. I said, who hurt? Bitch, that's a bear paw. What the fuck? That's a
bear fucking paw.
High five.
Just too stupid ass.
I'd be so stupid. And I'd be, you know, I'd do that shit right there. I'd be like, like, you just regret it right then and there. I said, this fucked up. This motherfucking dead. I do. It's a big ass. Ugh. I'll be watching. Anyway.
It cut my eyes.
Yeah, I'll say, I'm like, damn, it's so long. Damn, bitch. Why would you just grab this? Just. Somebody like this, that beat you.
Back up, bitch.
I'll scratch your ass.
Okay, you gotta help me now because my shoulder hurt. Push my arm down, please.
Uh-huh.
Pause. Push my arm down. The thing. That thing.
But I'm thinking, like, who made this shit? I referenced to Peter off a Family Guy, like, who hurt you? I said, who hurt you, nigga? To make this. What the hell?
What is that? That was like cheese.
I thought that was freaking, custard. That's probably the dough type shit.
Yeah.
But, bro, I'm really thinking, like, if you made this, you a menace to society, too.
Like, bro, you about to go to Death Note too?
Like, nigga, like a +100?
The nigga who made the Uno card.
Nigga said, but like a +100? Like, you just like, did your wife leave you or something? Why would you create this? You want people to feel the same pain that you felt? Nigga, that's worse than a divorce. I say that's worse than a divorce, but I don't know about that.
No, I don't know about that.
Yeah, I mean, for real, I had to think about something. I don't know about that.
You gotta pay for a divorce.
Yeah, shit. You gotta pay a lot for a divorce.
First, you gotta get paid to get married. You gotta pay a divorce.
Boy, and shit. Oh, shit. You heard that can I say it? Your girl went to jail, bro? Glorilla?
But, oh, yeah, she didn't go to jail for that long.
Yeah, I know she didn't. I'm like, damn.
I bought her out.
Like, do you lie, nigga?
Yeah, yeah.
I bought her out. Yeah, yeah. Where the fuck you got that goddamn money from? My black ass like, where the fuck you got that money from? Nigga, you gonna help a brother out to figure out he get that same amount of money?
She gave him some in case. She gave him emergency money. In case.
Yeah. I like my laugh stupid damn.
Yeah, I knew you would be in that damn door, nigga. You try not to, nigga. I know you is. It's look nasty. This is too dark. It's not supposed to be. It's not
supposed to be. I can't even hold the mic. Oh, my.
That nigga said a dead limb. That shit too damn dark. Them shit's too damn big. That shit the same size as his head.
Same shit. Damn it, I think it's the same thing. I'm about to say hand and I went to head. God damn.
That nigga got a noggin.
Man, nigga, why you grasping it like that?
That boy got a big ass cranium. Nigga, make a bun.
I said grasp it like Patrick. Firmly grasp it. Oh shit, we talk about shoes so much. We look at this shit. Oh no, you heard about when me and Yamba got locked up?
Oh yeah. He's a dumbass. You rich. Motherfucking fraud.
Listen, but hear me out. Hear me out. How he did it was smart as fuck, though. Because he went ahead and basically played it off like he, like, you know, he had a person's number and an ID card, basically, for like a pharmacist or whatever. And act like he was really, like, you know,
and somebody else.
Like somebody else and really ordering medicine, like, you know, to make, you know, make, what was it? Not Cordina or whatever you said he was going to make.
Lean.
Yeah, lean or whatever. Whatever he was going to make. Like, he was going to make it. I'm thinking, like, at the same time, I'm like, you dumb as shit because you didn't try to cover your tracks a little bit better, but you smart as hell that you got all this shit to do it. And he almost really got the shit.
He almost had away with
it. He almost got away with it until they had called the person like, hey, we found this number, and did you had called, like, you know, it didn't matter, so we found this number, and we called, and we was wondering, do you still want this? And the person,
I'm gonna pick up, what's up?
Like, the actual, the actual doctor that he had the number for.
Oh.
Instead of his number on there, that's how he screwed up. Had called, he said, nah, man. He said, no, we didn't order none of this. We didn't ask for any of this. And that's when they did a federal investigation.
Shit.
I like, damn. I said, he was smart until the end. He gave him that number. And he fucked himself over.
And then you try to call him. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to pick up my medicine, you hear me? I'm trying to pick up my medicine, you hear me?
I'm thinking like,
the same little bitch. You know, I'm trying to pick up my damn medicine, bitch.
Nah, bitch.
Hey, you heard me?
You heard me? That shit still remind me of that Indian dude that went to that smoke shop. That or A-Rab dude. And he tried to force that shit. You heard me? Shut the fuck up. Just say you heard me. Like, why you say
the fuck up?
Like, shut the fuck up. Like, shut up. Like, all of a sudden, we got the best butt here in the town. You hear me? All right, bitch. Just say you heard me. Don't say it like that. Why you?
I think we can really do that shit right. Hey, you heard me? Hey, say, bitch, you heard me?
All of a sudden, you hear me? You feel me, bro? You know what I'm saying? Like, I remember saying that shit and hearing that shit. You was growing up. You feel me? I like, no, the fuck I know, nigga. Like, you be thinking like, no, I don't want to, nigga. Why you say that shit? And then you got older, like, you know, you realize you can say that, like, the meaning of it.
Right. You be like, you feel me? No, come on, sip that juice, nigga.
It's wrong, nigga. Sip that juice, nigga. The fuck, nigga.
Gin and juice.
What's one of your topics? What the fuck?
Ooh, I got one. Let me say this one real quick.
Yeah.
When was the time that you realized that you was on this earth? Like, you know, because you don't remember nothing. Till you was like either 3 or 4. You don't remember shit. So when did you realize he was on Earth? Like, when did you just be like, damn, I'm really in this motherfucker?
You really want to know?
Yeah.
Like, when I was elementary, I was swinging on the swing, my nigga.
You just came back, you're like,
no, no, listen. I was swinging on the swing, and all of a sudden, I was going high as shit, like, all of a sudden, like, you know, like, when you look back like this, you can see the fucking, like, your eyes in the bar meet.
Mm-hmm.
I was going back forward, until that chain fucking of the sea had popped, that shit said, and all of a sudden, I said, the back of my head, I felt like it was a nod, like a knot in the back of my head. I woke up, I was like, yeah. Like, I just came to realize, I was like, what the fuck happened? Where am I? I said, oh my God. Am I breathing? Like, at that moment, nigga, I had a life-changing experience. I don't know why.
Nigga said, something had to change.
After I hit the shit out my head, bro, when that shit had popped, like, shit, like my eyes were open now.
And nigga decided he's just making bad decisions at a young age. He said, something gotta give. I can't be doing
that. I think I had self-awareness after that shit. I really knew what day I was born on that day.
And good say.
Nigga felt like I knew what the meaning of life was.
And nigga just sitting in the car.
What is life? Am I breathing?
Am I really on this
one? You're fucking.
Oh God.
The whole thing is, when I went back, when that shit had popped, just all of a sudden, I like, like, I just realized I was there. But go ahead, cuz.
My time, honey. The time I remember I was on the Earth was when it was like, do it again. I know you want to go ahead and pick the cover up. Pick the cover up.
Fucking face I'm making.
Like you said.
Go ahead. I wheeze now more than I laugh.
Yeah, me too. Get over here.
You laughing too fucking much in this episode.
You feel like you're serious, bro. It's gonna be a whole compilation of us laughing, bro. It's gonna show this whole episode.
Tie these motherfuckers laughing. God damn.
You start skipping through. We're still laughing.
Can you shut the fuck up? Well, go ahead.
I was in, I said pre-K, but it was daycare type shit. I remember the name of the place to this day. I still go back to Titan's House. The day I realized it, it was, I was in the bathroom. And where the shit set up is,
mm-hmm.
it's like a room almost like this, but a little bigger. And it has stalls in it. So I just remember I was sitting on the stall, and the way they had it set up, sometimes when you got a potty train, a boy, mm-hmm. they gonna sit you backwards on the toilet instead of forwards.
Yeah.
So that I was like that, but no, I wasn't like that. That time I was sitting like forward on the seat like this. All I see was a spider. You know the Spider-Man hand, right? I seen the Spider-Man hand come crawling under my damn stall. Yes, I really don't know. I was like, what the fuck is that? I keep that shit. I realized I was on this earth.
I thought you were gonna say you hit something. You hit the fucking head like me. I said, you said, what the fuck is that, nigga? I hit the shit out of that
guy. I have a head story.
I did it. Yeah. I can't laugh no fucking more, bro. I can't laugh no damn more.
Bro, okay, so.
Oh, damn, I'm about to fucking die. But go ahead. All
right.
Your head trauma. Shit, just say that. Damn, your head story. I mean, head trauma.
All right, so this time I was in, like, what, I think, like, the first or second grade?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. But you ever heard of the Jumpy Cats place called Bounce House?
Yeah.
That time, it was at the school program at the time. So basically, we was running. It was me and this little kid. I don't remember his name, nothing. But I remember this exact day and everything. Me and this little kid was running around playing. And the way the thing's set up is like a whole bunch of bounce houses all around. So he ran around the one of them. He like, except just like this right here. He ran around. I'm thinking that he gonna come around and chase me. He came back this way. And tell me why we collided. All he is, we hit each other head, but the fuck out of each other.
Oh yeah, I bet no one ears.
Yes. Somehow he hit the lady. I think the lady fell. She had a fucked up nose.
Damn.
I had a goose egg on my fucking forehead. I'm talking about that bitch was sticking out like a yolk. You know that one time episode of Martin when the nigga was boxing?
Yeah. Right.
My forehead looked just one big ass goose egg.
Oh damn.
I remember that exact day.
Nigga ate the fuck. Ate the fuck out of each other's heads, nigga.
Nigga, you thought I was trying to play football.
Blue 22.
Said what?
Boom. Coon, nigga, that's coon. Shit.
That's all you.
No, I have a question. Excuse me. When you said when you realized the day that you was on this, I got a question. When was the when was the time or day that you realized you entered adulthood? Damn, excuse me, adulthood.
When I entered adulthood, like the moment.
Either the moment. Or what did you do, like, that you realized that you entered adulthood that you like doing that you didn't think you were never like doing before?
Damn. That's gonna be that I like doing. Come back to me. Go ahead and say yours real quick. Come back to me.
I'm thinking like, damn. I'm trying to think too.
I think the best moment I like come home as an adult is just, I said it already. Like, as an adult, just come home after work.
I was thinking the same way. Like, you all before you, when your parents come home from work, you used to annoy them. Mommy, dad, and all that shit. Then all of a sudden, like, you, like now.
You don't want to be bothered.
You don't want to be bothered. You're like, what do you want? Like, you even, like, you sit in your car. Like, all of a sudden, you sit in your car like this. You just got to wait.
Like, if you sit in the car for, like, good 2 hours.
Nigga, no, I sat in my car after the job, bro. When I'm still on that property, I'll be like this.
Oh, nigga, I'll be doing that same shit. And then when I get home.
And just wait. Nigga, I took a nap when I was in my car after work. I'm glad. And my mom, I love my mom to death. She always take care. She always make sure I'm good. I'm glad of it. But when she keeps on freaking calling me right at 5:10 or 5:05, just give me 30 minutes to an hour to myself. I don't want to hear nobody. I don't want to hear you saying, Zach, I'm trying to make sure you good. Zach, are you all right? I'm all right. Don't call me.
I'm here.
I'm living. I'm breathing.
That's why I like getting up. If I get up at 2:30, bro, I get down to myself for a good couple of hours. All I get is like a little phone call here, and they be like, all right, go back.
Nigga, that's, I ain't gonna lie, I was jealous of that shit. He told me, I was like, this motherfucker can leave early. There's a bitch.
Yeah.
Oh, like, just imagine, like, you just get pissed off. Like, you know they mean well, but you be like, yo, can you not just call me?
Like, bro.
Can you not just call me? Just don't call me. Just don't call me. I don't need you to call me. But it's like, I sat right there in my car like this, nigga. I took the most good. And one time I sat in my car for an hour, bro. I took the most.
Best nap, nigga.
Best nap, to the point where there was two entrances. There was two freaking entrances to the main part of the area of the DC, right?
Mm-hmm.
To the main buildings. I'm glad I made it to the point where they was about to close the other gate. They closed the second gate that you can shortcut through the whole thing to get close to the exit, to the main exit.
They about to lock you in.
Yeah, I'm about to be locked in. I'm like, oh shit. I heard it been went off. I said, thank God they kept this bitch open. Past 6, I like, damn. Because you had people that stayed on at these other buildings like kind of past 6, but the floor is closed at 6.
So damn. So what if you got like stuck there? You can't get out?
I'd be like, damn. At least there's a shower and a washer. They got showers and washers in there.
Swear.
They got showers and washers. Guess what I'll be doing? I go right there, take everything. And I had gym clothes too. I already took a shower. I had my gym bag in because I said I was going to the gym, but I was too dog tired after that day. And I had gym clothes.
You went to the gym then, goddamn it.
But nah, I was tired as shit. I didn't want to do nothing. Well, I mean tired. I went from like to 3 buildings that day. Like, I had to drive across throughout that whole campus to get to those buildings. I'm like, yo, I'm tired as shit. I was doing a whole bunch of, like, swaps and all that. Mm-hmm. I was just tired. Repetitive swaps. What I'm talking about, bro, I could just legit went ahead. If I got locked in, I could legit went into one of the buildings that had showers. Like, well, building one was the only building with showers.
Mm-hmm.
Could have went there, took a shower, changed my gym clothes, like, sleeping clothes, and took all my other clothes and put them in the washer and washed them bitches.
Nigga, they gotta wash
them? Yeah, because the wash towels and all that. And just, I just gotta pray and hope that the
shit is not locked.
Your shit is not locked. I'll go in there and wash my shit in there, and then guess what? I went straight back to my car in the parking garage and then take a nap. I mean, go to sleep.
Nigga, you gotta get your little blanket or something?
Shit.
Nigga, they might have a little pillow. Get your pillow from all that couch, nigga.
Nigga, what? You probably sleep on that goddamn couch.
Nigga. Look, he said, yeah, Google. Yeah. He got everything.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. At the same, I'm thinking like, yo.
Hey, Mom, I'm locked in Google for the night.
I'm just letting you know. I be good. They got snacks and shit right here I can eat.
Be like, they won't work overtime. Because you know they're not going to let you stay there. They won't work overtime. So, you know what I'm saying? I just gotta...
Shit, ain't gonna be no overtime. If they ever had a night shift, I'd be rising. Y'all might as well be here at night shift.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, I would've signed up for that shit too. You think I got night shift?
Shit, they was thinking about doing it there.
I think I got another thing that I like about Dill Hill. Damn, we ain't really gotta worry about no... What the fuck?
Blowfish.
We don't gotta worry about no curfew for real. We do, because we live on a certain roof.
Well, we also do, because we because we have jobs.
Yeah. But if we didn't...
Oh, no, I was a bitch. I stayed up.
Oh, yeah. Well, not really curfew, I said, but, like, goddamn, we got some type of restriction because we live under our folks' roof right now. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Until then, the fuck?
That shit really eating that pepper? Oh, damn! Oh, just imagine that fish. That fish, like, ah!
Nigga just fed me.
Like, you got... Like, for real, bro, you be like, nigga, you just fed us. Yeah, you killing us.
Ain't that about a meal?
Shit. Why I feel like I'm the fish?
And nigga, I seen your back curl up.
I was like, shit. You stabbed my back. I'm dead, Johnny. I'm dead. I ain't tell your mama that I ain't gonna be. Go back. What the fuck is that? At first I thought it was a girl. I thought he was a girl. Then I saw that big roasted ass shit. I was like, what the hell was that? Keep on going.
What were we trying to find?
I'm like, what the hell? Look, that's a big ass ostrich. Look at that shit. Cook a damn ostrich.
Is that cooking?
Shit, nigga, that shit, isn't that illegal? I'm sorry.
Nah, depending on where you went.
Nah, let's talk about this. Since we talk about reminiscing, how about like ass whoopings back then as a childhood, bro?
Well, don't give me stuff.
Like, I think ass whoopings have calmed down now. Ever since we got older.
Yes, they have.
For kids right now.
Them little motherfuckers call them DSS ASAP for anything.
Nigga, I just still remember that time. What the fuck?
Big bitch.
Big back ass nigga. That nigga still making videos?
That's 2 years ago. I see.
But just imagine, like, nigga. Like, just to freaking imagine. I still remember that time when I got my behind, when my mom figured out where my report card was, I threw it in the trash and shit like that. She digged through the trash and found that motherfucker. And went ahead that morning, because I remember I didn't want to sleep in, when I was little, I didn't want to sleep in my room, my own room. So I went ahead and slept in, like, where her room and my dad was going, because he was a truck, he was, like, truck driving across the country. Mm-hmm. I remember that time, all of a sudden, I woke up, like, I was like this, I turned to the side. I woke up like this. The first thing I seen just was her. Like, the first... But all of a sudden, I just like... Yeah. Take my eyes like... I woke up like... Like, the realization just hit. Like, all of a sudden, like... She said, you thought you could hide that shit, huh? She said, you really thought you could hide that shit from me. So I had to dig through the goddamn trash to get your damn report card.
Huh? Your heart was pounding.
Nigga, my whole body was about to shut down until I saw that belt like this. Oh, no, she had bamboo sticks because we had those like little antique, like those little plastic like bamboo sticks, like pressure-worn bamboo sticks. Nigga. Mm-hmm. Yo, went ahead. I'm glad I was under that cover. I raised the cover up to deflect it. It still kind of stung my hand, but it didn't hurt that much. I'm like, it hurt. I never went ahead and did a tactical roll out of a bed so fast. Then all of a sudden, I rolled off the bed. Hot damn. Anyway.
That's how I looked up to you.
Nigga, I rolled off the bed and took off. Guess what she was doing while I was rolling? She was running around the bed. Once I saw that shit, the moment my feet hit the ground, just... this nigga. But now hear me out.
I
think he said, oh. I was like, oh. I'm glad. I'm surprised I didn't do that shit. It's to my attention. Okay, let me stop. I keep on being lost in this video. Be lost in that sauce. Anyway, I damn pulled my fucking eyes.
You good?
Yeah.
That's what freaky dude.
But no, I was right there, right? I was rolling off the bed. The moment I was rolling, she was running over, running around the bed to catch me. I booked it out that room, ran across the house. You never had a short behind woman just chase your ass? Just gone.
Mama, no.
All of a sudden, I went to my brother. I took off. I bust that corner right to my brother's room. I said, Dad, help me, help me, help me. Realizing, that's when I realized I already got, I was old enough. I was already old enough.
So you couldn't be saved.
I couldn't be saved. This man, guess what he did? This nigga went in his closet and closed the door. He like, and closed the door. My mom saw me. I was just trapped in that corner right there. He said, why would you do that? Tore my ass up.
That nigga just looked at me.
You couldn't do that shit. You couldn't do nothing. Then all of a sudden, bro, guess what? All of a sudden when she was done, she's like, get your ass up and get ready for school. I said, you don't whip my ass. Why I gotta go to school with this shit like, now?
I'm hurt.
I said, damn.
You know what the worst ass whooping is?
No, guess what? Well, real quick, guess what my brother did? Open door, he came out of the closet like, I said, nigga.
I can see him do that shit.
Yeah, I said, I hope your tire is flat when you go to school, nigga. I said, I hope when you get your lunch, you miss and drop that bitch on the floor. And somebody step on that shit.
He was in high school at the time.
Yeah, he was in high school. I said, I hope you drop on it. Like, somebody step on that bitch, too. I said, I hope when you go up there get another plate, they ran out of food. I said, I hope you have a surprise quiz, like a surprise test or quiz in one of your classes that you wasn't studying that much for. Just for you to fail it. Just for you to fail it. I had put so much bad shit on him that school day, bro. I said, the shit to go wrong, but he still be safe.
You're even nigga with a good heart. That's what
you yeah. The way <age. laughs>
You're even nigga with a good heart.
I'm an even nigga with good intentions.
Yeah. Nigga, what the fuck I'm about to say? You know the worst ass whooping is?
What?
Damn. It's when, like, say, like, you this is the door, right? You at the door, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm at the other door, right?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Let me get this right.
Okay, so, imagine this. This is the bathroom right here, and this is your room right here.
Mm-hmm.
She tells you, go downstairs. I'm going to tell you, go downstairs. I'm not going to hit you. I'm not going to hit you. You're not even for real.
Oh, you trying to run? Yeah, that's the worst ass whooping ever. You trying to exit, you trying to run out that only, it's the only exit you got. The only exit you got.
My dumb ass trying to run down the damn stairs. Oh, he said, pop, I said.
Now, the only other ass whooping that I had that was worse, I went ahead and my grandma, I hated this shit. My aunt, well, my grandpa, he used to go with my uncle, which is his son, down there to like Savannah, almost the Savannah, Buford area, like the rest area, because he went ahead and help him out. Like, help him out. My grandma, she was still working as like a front at the front desk for the health center, like at a little hospital, like in North Charleston, like right across from my mom. Yeah, right across from my mom. But I think she gets off of work earlier than my mom. And went ahead, my brother. That's when he still in high school, after school type shit. My dad, he was on the road, so went ahead and my aunt who is in the house that's right across from the dirt road that leads to my house
mm-hmm.
lives at. She lives like right across the street from the dirt road that I live on, and she was going to babysit me till my grandma or my grandpa come home and they come and pick me up.
Right.
Well, the thing is, she used to be the nosy one to ask like, "How was your day going? Like, you know, did you do good in school, whatever, such and like that." And you know, you lie about it. You don't want to tell the truth.
You know,
this particular day, my nigga. I was bad as shit, nigga. We had the bear system. You know, you had green bears. If you had a green bear, you be good. Mm-hmm. Then yellow bears and one red bear that you get in trouble,
the
nigga.
Red
one says, nigga, you red hot. This over
with. Nigga, you gotta stop.
You gotta stop. Listen, I had like 3 to 4 orange bears, nigga.
Damn.
And I had like 5 to 7 red bears. I didn't give a shit that day.
I didn't give a shit that day.
And I lied too. I said my day was good, it was fine. Guess what she gonna go ahead and do? Guess what she gonna go ahead and do when I figure that shit out? Yeah. She go in our fucking book bags while we watching TV and shit and read our agendas and then tell our grandparents or our parents what we did. I hated that shit so fucking bad. I said, why you gotta be a nosy ass nigga? I love my mom, but I said, why you gotta be a nosy ass person? Nobody asked you to do all that secret poppet eye type shit.
Damn, my dad's looking at my shit.
Nigga, nobody asked you to.
I heard you.
That's a big ass claw.
I think that's a Dungeness crab.
I want that crab. I want to eat it. I want to cook it.
These, I think that is a Dungeness crab.
That's a big ass claw.
Giant coconut curry.
Oh, no, it's coconut curry style. I just see that.
I want some curry. Ooh, I ain't had this in so long. Curry chicken. Then go on. Jerk chicken.
Facts.
I love curry chicken. Mm-hmm. That shit is the best.
Well, wait, real quick. Let me get back to this food. We keep them going. Top it back on with food.
Mm-hmm.
So, went ahead. I lied. She checked my agenda anyway and told my grandma. Called her and told her. And I said, ain't that a bitch?
You're cool, huh?
But guess what? Went ahead. My grandma came home. She was the first one to come home, pick me up, and then the first thing she asked, "How was your day?" I said, "It was good. It was great, Grandma. It was great. It was amazing. I did good. I was." She said, "You sure?" I said, "Yes. It's great."
A bit too lying.
Yeah, it was great. It was fun. I was good in everything. So that ain't what your aunt told me. I'm like, ain't that a bitch? She said, "Nah, don't cry." She said, "No, nah. I really tried to say no." She said, "Don't cry."
I ain't hit you yet.
I swear to God, she said, "I ain't hit you yet." I said, "Damn, like you gotta say it like that." And then go ahead, right? Hear me out, and then go ahead. Going home, she said, "Been over."
What?
She said, "Been over." I all of a sudden, been over. She had the belt. She was ready. Why?
You know, Brenda did that.
Yeah, she told my grandpa, cause he got home and he saw me. He said, "Brenda, he said, don't do that, Brenda, don't do that." She said, "Go." She said, "Go outside. Don't need us right now." He said, "You don't have to do that." He said, "Go outside." Went outside, and guess what? My grandpa and my dad been telling them, "You don't have to whoop our asses to tell us like not to do that."
Right.
You don't have to, but they didn't see it as that because, you know,
dude,
he was raised like that. Right. My dad was raised like that too, but then he realized, like, you know, his father realized, like, nah, you don't need to do that all the time. But as them, you know. So went ahead, my grandma said, "Been over." Went ahead, got the belt. Wah! Wah! She was the main one whipping my behind because I was the youngest one because my mom, you know, my mom whipped my brother, while my grandma whipped me because, you know, because I was younger,
mm-hmm,
and all that. So he got butt wounds from my mama. I got me butt wounds from my grandma. And we both got butt wounds from both of them before. But the thing was, went ahead, I tried to run. I had shorts on. Mm-hmm. I would never forget this day. I tried to run from my grandma. All of a sudden, she act like freaking grandpa off of Boondocks and extended that belt as a whip. And then she said, "Kah!" I tried to run. That shit hit the back of my knee.
Ooh.
And I just fell. I fell and ate the shit out of the floor because it stung so bad. You want to know how bad it stung? The back of my knee was red.
I know, nigga. I've had the feeling. Nigga.
Leather belt. That wasn't no cloth. That was a leather, nigga. And it was a pop. Bruh, and then
a fly on the wall, you see it.
Then all of a sudden she said, "Get your ass up." Wore my hide out again for trying to run. I like, yo. And one thing you hated that we hated, they used to do this like they make you flinch. Yeah. I like, "Oh, two more." How the fuck? You made me flinch. Then all of a sudden she like, "Oh, that's another one."
What?
Because you made me flinch. I hated that shit.
Try to do this right here. Do this. Oh, you think you're bad now? What?
I hated that shit most of all.
No. This is what I hated before too. When you getting whooping, you try to grab the belt, you got the belt. What is nigga trying to hit me? What?
All of a sudden they think, "Oh, you trying to do something," and then whip your ass even. It's either two options. Either they said, "Oh, you trying to hit me," or is I'm whooping your ass even harder.
Nigga, what?
Those are only two options.
Well, nigga, what you want to do? What you want to do?
Oh, yeah, actually, yeah, that's true. All of a sudden, you grab the belt, it's either like, you hit me, or is, oh, we trying to fight. Yeah. Like, we fighting. We strapping. I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Man, I didn't even try. I was such stuff.
I was not even trying to box you. Those are the only two options, my nigga. Either you hit me or you shoot me that round. It was mainly that second option. In our families, it was not no, oh, you trying to hit me. No, it was that, oh, you trying to fight.
Nigga, you trying to, what?
Nigga, what's up? I'll whoop your ass. All of a sudden, he said, nigga, I'll whoop your ass right now.
Nigga, oh, you see, do something, bitch.
He's leaning up against. I remember that whole video with the people do something. Every time they lean to get lower and lower, it got to the floor. Do something, man. Nigga, do something.
You remember that time in middle school, high school shit? We had that little shoulder shit. Like, yeah. Bro, nigga, stand up.
Nigga, like this. Say, try something, nigga. I'll beat your ass right now.
Yeah. Ow.
And they just waiting for somebody. Yeah. Y'all both just waiting for each other to just throw the first lick so y'all have the right to go ahead and punch the shit out of each other.
Them niggas push up like they did in roll belts.
Oh, damn.
Oh, man, fuck on you. I ain't didn't make it. But no. That, ooh. Oh, Lord. But no, though, bro, that shit was crazy. Nigga, that shit was a time to be a nigga. These niggas don't remember that shit. These little niggas don't have that shit no more.
I'm calling the cops. Call them. All of a sudden, he said, call them. Call them. Because I can't wait for them to take your ass.
I'll all of a sudden, you.
Yeah, he's been like, damn. They're going to take me instead of you.
Mm-hmm. Nigga, that one time with Madea. Corey tried to call 911. See, I beat a Sebastian called 919.
Nigga said 919.
I'm whooping somebody called
919. What was that comedian, bro? With the brother that has autism?
Oh.
Talking about with his ass so bad he tried to call 911. He said 119. 119. I like, it's 911, bro. Honestly, when I heard that shit, it's 911, you son of a bitch. Like, what are you calling 119 for?
Oh.
That man said 119. I said, oh shit.
My goodness.
Excuse me. What's been going on? I think this whole episode we've just been laughing a whole bunch of times.
Yeah. This will be the title of the episode. We gotta get serious. How much topics we got left so far?
We're running through them. Yeah, you said Meg Thee Stallion accusations of harassment.
Yes.
What happened?
Cause
not the Stallion, not Meg. I really don't listen.
The Jiggle and Wiggle. Miss Drive the Boat.
Go ahead. That's the thing. I'm like, okay.
So basically, she's getting
they clap when it jiggles.
Sue. She's getting.
I thought you were like. She was
getting. Right. That's enough.
Go ahead, my bad.
Basically, a dude or her cameraman is suing her because he felt like it was something sexual, something. They was all in the car one night. It was her and a couple other girls and him, and she was having sex with the girls. And he even said he was in shock and afraid.
How was you shocked and afraid? Are you gay?
Thank you.
I'm sorry. That was like, that's the first thing that come to mind. Is you gay? Because if he was a dude in the presence of all this, you in my dumb ass mind, I'm thinking like, I might get lucky.
I'm not saying I like this view.
Honestly, yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I like this view. You be thinking, I might get lucky tonight too. All of a sudden, you be like this.
Link
for me positions. He's like, just waving that shit around. Like, I guess when he say some dumb shit, he said, I'm waiting. Damn, you laugh so you must have called somebody.
Oh no, she called me.
Hold on. Freaky.
Yeah.
Are you still recording?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Right, I'm calling you back.
Okay. Right.
Okay. Huh? No, who? What? No, I don't want to.
Oh.
She got dressed too, though.
Recording?
Recording? What's that? I don't think she's 19.
Ain't
that bad.
Yeah, I just realized that because your age for me, I'm 22 years, about to be 2 years older.
Yeah, I'm gonna hit the damn TV, don't turn it off.
Nigga, I thought you were about to say hit your damn foot. But he just waving that shirt out. He like,
That'd be crazy. Just,
All of a sudden, he hears some crazy shit him saying, like, I'm waiting. Hey, bitch.
Give me a piece. Give me a piece. Give me a piece.
Break me up, you cat ball.
You looking like a sneaker because I ain't feeling like myself. Say it right in the mic.
I did.
Bleep that out.
That's a big ass claw. No, you was saying that, nigga. I heard you say, Then all of a sudden I said, that's a big ass claw. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Now you change that shit immediately. All of a sudden, yo, Tetra just changed immediately to that shit. How the fuck?
You got ADHD, nigga. Shut the fuck up, nigga.
We don't even try to copy shit like that. We just always.
Please, man. It's a habit.
Oh, damn. Ooh. But my bad. Go ahead with the thing with alligator sexual harassment. I'm thinking, like, is you gay, nigga? Like, hey, all other dudes will be happy to be in that position.
I would definitely be happy. I'm trying to grab one of them bags. I'm trying to grab one of them cheeks. Nigga,
that, that shit'll be harassment right there, nigga. On your end.
Let me stop. I'm playing.
That'll be harassment on your goddamn end. You better think about that shit.
She said you want to join up? Hell yeah.
What? Be the luckiest nigga alive.
I'm holding there with the camera just the whole time.
I'm filming this shit.
Boy, we're going to the club after this shit. I'm in the booth taking pictures with the DJ.
But that makes no sense, nigga. You talking about? That's sexual harassment. To who? To who, nigga?
Nigga, to who?
To who? If they fucking with it, okay. If they not fucking with it, then I see the problem. I know this has been old. I know people been talking about this. But like, let's talk about when J. Cole had apologized to Kendrick Lamar for the verse that he did for Seven.
Fuck that nigga.
I think some people say he took the more mature path.
That nigga did say he's not gonna support his ass.
Support who?
I mean, he said he's not getting behind it. Cause you ever seen that post when they said Jid was standing behind him?
What, J. Cole?
Yeah.
Well, honestly, cause with Jid said like he wouldn't take that disrespect. Like, I get that, cause I'd be like the same way. I'm like, yo, all before we were cool, but then all of a sudden. But the thing is, who started it first? That's the question. Did J. Cole start it first? Did Jay and Drake start this shit first with Kendrick Lamar? Did Kendrick Lamar start this shit? So what, it was Drake?
I believe it was Drake. I'm not sure.
But at the same time, Drake, he wasn't trying to do all that. He was still trying to be, like, you know, cool with Kendrick.
Right.
I just don't know. But I remember I heard off of Breakfast Club with Charlamagne the Guy. I forgot what the dude he had on there. Basically, the dude said that, Kendrick Lamar is, if you see it as this, like, just see it as this analogy. Kendrick Lamar is Tupac. Is the Tupac that he was before. Like, before. It was like the before Tupac. Like, all, you know.
The before.
Like, sure. Like with all of this aggression and shit like that. You get what I mean?
You didn't even look how the. Look at that pineapple I had looked just now. My ADHD kicked in. Look how perfectly spiraled that pineapple looked.
Just sitting here just looking at shit. What is that boiling?
I think that deboiling crab. Look at that.
Oh, she cut it as that.
I think so.
Yeah, you thought she it was like that for real?
Hell yeah.
No, she cut it as that.
She, I don't know how she did that, but that's hard.
But they said, like, but the dude said, Kendrick Lamar is like Tupac before the fact. Like, you know, with all that aggression and shit like that. Mm-hmm. While Drake and J. Cole is Tupac. Is Tupac if what he could have been if he left all that aggression behind.
If he left, if he was like,
if he was, if he didn't have all that aggression towards Biggie and all that, after mm-hmm. Biggie tried to talk to him and say that wasn't me and all that, he was the fact. He was like the Tupac, the fact of that, like, you know,
so kind of more with like that aggression. Black Panther Tupac.
You know, he was more like aggression Tupac, like.
I'm talking about if he was like the J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar.
If he was like J. Cole, just say it like this analogy, like in our own analogy. Mm-hmm. Freaking Kendrick Lamar is basically the Tupac after he survived the shooting and kept on talking shit about Biggie and all them.
That's why I fucked your bitch, yeah, like, motherfucker.
Like that. And J. Cole and Drake are the ones that if he became more of the Black Panther type one, like moved on from that, mm-hmm. and became, they took the high road instead of taking, you know, keep on taking the downward spiral. Yeah.
Trying to be an industry plant type of nigga.
Yeah, but the thing is, he was an industry plant. The thing is, remember, Kendrick, he only released like 4 or 5 albums, and the thing is, they said his last one flopped. The Big Steppers?
Oh, yeah.
It flopped.
I need to see that shit. I've been listening to Kendrick Lamar the one. I'll go back to his OG ones, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, his first one was Paved the Road. His second one was
Is that the one with the minivan picture?
No, I think the second one was the minivan picture. I think they said the second or third one, I think it was the second one, was the biggest one he had.
Because I think that's the one that had...
Good Kid, Mad City.
I think so.
That was the they said that was the best one he ever had.
For a liquor and I die.
Yeah, and then once the last one came out, it wasn't popping like that. Nigga stupid whispering the goddamn mic.
That song is for every fire. That one and dang on. I had to write my playlist, bro. Damn, that nigga hard. Pause.
But you said Jid said he was not gonna stand behind J. Cole like that.
That's what he said in the video one time.
Honestly, I'd be like that too, because listen, to be honest with you, I know J. Cole is taking the high road. People mm-hmm. say he's taking the high road and all that.
Yeah.
But I feel like if I gave you praises and all that all before, saying that me, you and Drake, we the top three, we the big three, like we the big three of our generation and younger generation, like, yeah. We the big three. Like no other rapper came out with a hot ass song better than us. Or a fire album. They probably came out with two or three fire songs, but they never came out with, you know,
any other good shit like that.
Any other good shit. Like they don't stick like that. Right. Like their old shit, like our old shit, our new shit is topping our old shit.
Like all the old shit still getting plays.
Yeah, and then you got rappers now with their old like new rappers, their new shit is not topping their old shit, and their old shit is still topping their new shit.
That's like going back to
listening. Saying that shit a lot.
This nigga talking a whole lot of shit, huh? Popping this shit. What was I about to say? That's like going back to Lil Pump. Listen to all this.
Oh my god, music. Jesus Christ, that nigga.
And then Charlie says new music. It's both ass.
Niggas just did that shit to make her feel better. Just to make her feel like he's a star or whatever, listening to his old shit like that. I'm like, ain't no fucking way.
This nigga got all this money and he just broke a damn windshield on his car.
I thought he ain't had no more money. Shit. Fucking dumb though, that's really dumb. But also, how about with that, there's beef between Chris Brown. There's also beef between Chris Brown and Quavo.
I heard some of the Chris Brown and Quavo one, boy. Chris Brown whooped his ass.
Yeah, I was about to say Chris Brown like cooking it. When he said that part when Takeoff had died, people wishing it was you instead of him. I like, boy, damn. That nigga went personal, nigga. He had a nerve. He had to hit a nerve with Quavo.
That's how you know you should not fuck with a vet.
People really thinking, oh, Chris Brown, Chris Brown said, don't let this R&B shit fool you.
Like this nigga,
can sing, rap, and dance.
Nigga,
play basketball
and draw. Like any paint that y'all see in this house, it was from him on that wall.
Like I'm thinking, like put some respect on that man's name. Like
I tell you, that's my cousin. Nigga. I cried when he died in that movie. Fuck boy, stop playing with me. Nigga.
What did Q say?
That's my slime.
What did Q say? Touch you? Is everything
right? Shut up, dude.
Can we go to the funeral?
I was heartbroken.
He said the funeral.
I was heartbroken, dude.
Oh, damn.
Day.
I'm still trying to get revenge on
him. I still remember that shit. I say that shit a lot sometimes. To this day, nigga. To this day. Damn, I swear to God. To this day. Yeah, that shit does look good.
What type of sauce is that? I'm trying to see what
coconut. There's coconut. That's coconut milk they put in there.
I want to try that now. I know it might taste too sweet. No, they put some spice in it, though.
Put some spice in everything, nice. But I'm still on that shit. I'm like, damn, Quavo, you just need to stop, nigga. You say you from Atlanta. You say you from the streets from Atlanta. This nigga from the streets of Virginia. Which one? I said, I don't know if your people's from Atlanta are still fucking with you after he just smoked you.
Like, hey, Quay, I can't motherfucker with you no more, son. Hey, twin, I can't fuck with you no more, twin.
I said, damn, nigga, I like Quay. I said, Quay, bro, you just, I said, Quay, they ain't no way. Hell, ain't no way, Quay. Quay ain't there no way. I said, you just need to stop. I like, just stop. This is Chris Brown basically saying, you fuck my ex bitch, but I fuck your ex bitch while you was still dating her. I like, holy shit. I said, that's diabolical.
You gotta see that nigga with them hands. You still gonna get your ass whooped, nigga. That nigga know karate. He whoop ass with them hands, nigga. He'll beat you in one-on-one basketball, nigga.
I said, just stop. I said, just stop it.
You gotta realize, this nigga been in the game for how long? Like, what? Damn, what? Dickie, nigga.
Nigga, he playing that arena basketball with, not arena basketball, that celebrity tournament type shit, and he been calling out Quavo and his team.
Oh, he's talking about the,
Yeah, that, T-Chess. Bro, Chris, I've been watching that shit. Chris Brown been freaking calling out Quavo for the longest.
He want that matchup, because he know he can whoop that ass.
And he said he really wanted to just play against Quavo, my nigga. I like, yo.
Hey, I got a question.
What?
Did you know that R. Kelly was on a basketball team?
Who?
R. Kelly.
What team?
It's something stars, I think.
Bro. Wait, where is R. Kelly from?
He is from Chicago. Yeah, Chicago.
Fuck. Chicago Bulls, I would say. I said, what the team name? The Chicago Yellow Streamers?
I don't think he played in Chicago. He played in, like,
You think about what I have to say.
What is it?
The Chicago. I said Yellow Streamers, or I said the Gold Streamers, my nigga.
Get the fuck out. Get the fuck out. God damn. Oh, right now.
The Chicago Hog Tires, nigga. I ain't hog tied nobody.
They say I hog tied somebody. I don't know hog tied nobody. They lying on me.
Oh, damn.
I'm fighting for my life. Don't kill me with this shit. 30 years of my career.
Yeah, you pissed it down the drain. I would have been there just see. Nigga, I was. Nigga, I'll be there just saying. Give me this shit. Yeah, you pissed 30 years down the goddamn drain. Or, matter of fact, you pissed it on the person. So, anyway, moving on.
Plowing ahead.
Piss boy, I probably would have said that. Piss boy.
Look at this shit.
Oh, he think he's smooth like that.
Same. Yeah, he was picking up game from niggas at the high school games. He used to scope out in the high school games. He picking up game and trying to get them little girls.
Alright, so I had this. My mind's telling me no.
But my body is telling me yes.
No, that's just the real. Somebody do that. That's stupid ass video. Say, but that crack, yo. I was like, crack? What are we talking about? We came from body to crack. What are we talking about?
You
know
that crack
rock now? Excuse me? Nah, remember that when you got news. You saw OJ Simpson had passed away, right?
Yeah, rest in peace.
There was a tweet that he put out. You think I didn't know this? You think I was gonna find this out, cuz? You ain't the only one that's savvy with Twitter and Instagram, nigga. You got Twitter, I got Instagram, nigga. I'll be finding shit on shit, nigga. Now listen. It was this post that he had put on there.
Oh god.
That the family had hurry up and deleted. So people, because they thinking like, oh, if we hurry up and delete this shit,
it won't be on there no more.
It won't be on there and nobody would know.
But, see that shit.
But let me find it. I took a screenshot just in case if they took that one down.
Baby, you still listening to R. Kelly?
Barely, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I bump that shit here and there.
But listen, here it is. Here we have it. It says this. This is breaking news. This verse is O.J. Simpson's final tweet before dying. His family has since deleted it. O.J. Simpson with the blue check mark. That's his. He said, I just want y'all to know I did that shit. Don't know if it's serious or not. Don't know if it's real. But I'm liking, like, nigga, it probably is fake.
Nah, that nigga, that shit should be real. Because God, do you remember the book he made? Oh, yeah, if I did it. What if I did?
That's the most dumbest book that I ever saw. Like, why this nigga did that? Why he makes shit like that?
That's how you know that nigga true. That nigga ain't got shit else to do. He wrote a damn book talking about that shit.
I said, get your stupid ass out of here.
Yeah, let a murderer go. Yeah, he just, I let a nigga go and he ran with that bitch.
Yep. He died. Hey, at least he died. Nobody, he can't go to jail no damn
much. That was it.
I was like, damn.
Imagine they had to arrest them.
What the fuck? Is that Jamie Foxx, nigga?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Imagine they had to arrest his kids for that shit.
Oh, that's crazy. Oh, Junior. Yeah, Junior. We coming for your ass next.
Your name is OJ, right?
Junior? We got your ass now.
Lock his ass up.
Jesus Christ.
Lock that nigga.
This is a... Ooh. That man said the hard R is crazy.
Damn.
And the way he's got himself. Ooh, ooh, damn.
And
he said,
oh.
Damn. What the fuck you saying damn for like that, nigga? You said damn.
Anybody say it but you, nigga?
You stupid ass.
Dumb.
Let me say that shit. I realized, bruh. I'm more pointed because Charleston is Geechee, but down when I go to Beaufort to see my family on my dad's side, it's Gullah. I think I talk more Gullah than I would speak Geechee.
I don't know what I do.
You're just stupid ass.
I talk more, no, I think, Geechee when I'm around people I know I can talk around.
Yeah.
It's like if I come around you and Jordan, be like, what's going on with your boy?
That's I speak. No, sometimes I speak. I speak when I speak Gullah. When I get aggravated or some shit like that, what the fuck you talking about? Like I be like, I say no matter. I say no way that you keep on. I say no way that you keep on coming over here and say all that bullshit. He said what over here? I said over here.
The people over here, Gullah and Geechee.
Officer over here. No, he said come here. My uncle, I remember before he passed, he kept on saying chicken, chicken. He said, come get this piece of chicken. I'm like, chicken. I say it's chicken, chicken. And he had that accent. He had the Geechee accent. Yeah, I mean, the Gullah accent. He had that shit.
Sound real fancy. Chicken.
Yeah. He said, come here. He said, come here. Get some of this chicken. Don't get this. He said, come get this fresh mashed potatoes.
Hey, I tell you, one of them old folks, them Gullah Geechee old folks, they be on point with that shit.
Mm-hmm. Don't come over here with that. He said, don't come over here with that. I said, well, yeah.
Go get your chair.
He said, I don't know about them chilling over there.
Really?
He said, they don't lost it. He said, they don't lost it. You
better take them over yonder.
Yeah, I don't care. You better take them over yonder. Over there. Either over yonder or over there. You better take them over there.
I don't know. He's over yonder.
I hear over yonder, too.
No, slept because of monkey.
I used to do, leave me alone if I tear your ass up. If I tear your ass up.
I box your ass.
You need to be a come from around you. I think that's enough of the topics for today. I think that's enough because we laugh too much and we have a shit ton. And we just mainly went over the most recent that should have been went over. Mm-hmm. Events. Damn. Okay, let me outro. So I said, Lord.
My.
What do you say? My. Hot dad. Hot. I'm about to be like, mug, hot dog.
He said, hot dog.
You don't understand, nigga. When my uncle hears some shit, surprise, he be like, hot dog.
I remember he said that once, I died laughing, bro.
He said, you got two of those things? Hot dog.
I said,
Oh gosh. You know what's funny though? What? Me and Quanta will laugh at this to this day. About, oh, I can't think. You can bleep the name off if you want to, but listen.
Yeah, go ahead.
Every time, bro, every time our kids would sit down, we used to be like this, because she said this in front of us. It was literally, or the only two of us heard this shit. She did this. Oh, Lord.
She does that shit, too. I don't know why she sat down. She eased down. She like,
They all gonna say,
oh, Lord. Anybody? He saw shit like, I gotta get up.
You got it wrong with it.
Yeah.
You got it? Nah, I got it. Give me a minute. I know what's wrong with it. Ah.
Yeah. Hey, every goddamn time. And they be sitting down like this. He said, oi, oi.
Yeah.
So why you saying oi for?
Nigga, let it rub in me.
Yeah, and this. How was your day? Do all that shit. Like, listen. Look, let's play it off. Play like, you like this. You like this.
Not true.
I said, wait a minute.
You alright? You good?
Yeah, what's your name? Because all of a sudden, like, what the fuck? You went through, sound like you went through it over there.
No, listen, this how they come in talking. And you know, Sherman, sure, them, you know, Sherman sure had another art in the same.
You know, you know, Sherman, sure, them kids? Yeah. You know, Sherman, sure, them kids? Ooh, yeah, from there, now. Why are you saying it? Why are you saying
no, goddamn.
No, look, it over time goes, well, time to go. Like, what the hell is you doing?
This is me right here. Well, I'll see y'all later. What was that?
I don't know, that shit fell over.
This was on top, it was alright.
Oh. All that, like, why are you doing that?
Let me just jump up. Let me say, so you know.
Oh, shit. I'm still you say, my.
But I want to hear the accent.
It comes on. Oh, so that guy. I legit might say the same thing as my uncle, bro. Hot dog. Like, I think I say that shit like, instead of, I need to say hot dog or hot damn.
I don't know. Oh, my damn.
I don't even say that shit with Tommy no more. I just say hot damn.
You can say that shit, I said rebelliously.
I said that shit religiously. I ain't gonna lie. When you said those like those lines, those one liners, he said, "What you say?" I said, "I'm here to please you. I'm here to ease you. Please you, never leave." What I said? Hot damn!
Hot damn!
Hot damn! What else can you say about that? That's the one thing you could probably say. Hot damn!
That's all.
Like just like that. Hot damn! Like what? Like go back on the camera, because like, I really about to say hot dog. Like go back when she came, I said, oh Lord. Like there's no oh Lord, hot damn.
No hot dog.
Like you seeing her, you like god damn. Like I didn't pay attention to her. I just see everything else. I'm like hot damn.
That boy so
just look at that.
This man hell. Look at
that. Like that, like automatic. Like when you see this shit, like what? You can't say like you can't just say damn. Like, come on, bro. You can't just say damn.
You can't say it loud.
You can't. No, with me, I'd be like this. I gotta ask. I'm like, hot damn.
Like what? What
you think? Huh? Ma'am.
Say what? Come and get some
what? Nah, still that shit still remind me when I went to the freaking Lidl's yesterday. Mm. Like, old white lady gonna go ahead and say like she was getting the car. Stop. She was getting the cart, right? She was getting the cart, and then I didn't know what cart she was getting, so I said, she was getting a little. She said, I was getting a little one. I said, oh, well, ma'am, here you go. She said, oh, why, thank you. She said, there are some still some gentlemen out here. Old white dude gonna go ahead and ask me for the cart. I said, no, sir, I'm getting this one. He said, look, and when she said that, there still are some gentlemen out here. The man says it's called Goose Creek. I like, nigga, I ain't from here. Like my brain was like, nigga, I ain't from here. I'm from fucking Dorchester, nigga. What you talking about? There's more gentlemen Dorchester than I see here. There's gentlemen here, but not enough.
All you had to do was just smile and wave.
Just smile and wave. I like, you know, I let him have that. I let him have that.
Hell yeah.
God damn. Yeah.
God. We've been recording for almost 2 hours.
Listen, like, I'm like, when you saw that, I'm like, God damn. Like,
God almighty.
Good Lord almighty.
Good googly moogly.
Giggity. And look at it. That one piece, I'm going to turn that shit to a two-piece.
Let's end the podcast. Let's end this podcast right now. Cut it off. Cut the motherfucker off. That's why it's so many more. Cut that shit off.
I can't. You can't look at it. Okay, let's turn it off. Alright, y'all. This has been your boy, right? AK ZTR.
Your boy, Ben, sometimes AK Bambino.
Peace out.
Peace, y'all.
I'm serious. Turn that one piece to a two piece.
You're just crazy. What?